Now, the Goldbergs. What began as a temporary visit to the Goldbergs to straighten out Seymour's tangled love life has ended up with Seymour's sister Bertie's going into business and using Jake Goldberg as a reference. Poor Jake doesn't understand. And most of all, he just doesn't want to be bothered. Well, it's late at night at the Goldberg house in Lastonbury.
Sleeping, Jake?
Huh?
Nothing. Sleep. The wind is growling. All night long, the wind is growling. Too much draft, Jake. I'll close the window.
Huh?
Nothing.
What did you say, Molly?
I said that if you reach another coverlet, Jake.
Why don't you sleep, Molly? It's already the middle of the night. Sleep. Sleep.
Yes. Oh, night.
It's soon good morning. What did you say?
Nothing to sleep. Nothing to sleep. Nothing to speak. Nothing to speak. Nothing to speak. Poor dear barking.
Oh, you disturbed my sleep already, and I'm finished for the night.
You want the next coverlet?
Why didn't you let Spotty in the house, right?
So I'll go downstairs.
Don't go down.
The house will be disturbed.
Who? Seymour's sister?
I guess Buddy wants to see my sister.
Because I don't like fools.
Not such a fool, Jack. You've got a very good idea.
Yes. What?
Beauty on wheels.
What's beauty on wheels?
That's why she's going to buy a trailer. She told Mr. Miner from the garage her idea, and he's very much interested, and he's going to finance her.
So?
So?
And where is she making her home?
In the trailer.
Birdie the Gypsy.
Oh, let me go down to Scotty. Yes, is there? So come in, Rosalie. What's the matter, Rosalie?
What is he barking, Mark?
Because he forgot to bring him indoors. That's why he's barking. It's getting to be such a restless animal. With your feet, you're walking. There's your slippers, Rosalie.
There's a carpet on the floor.
So go, dear, back to bed.
Well, he never barks just because he's been left outdoors.
The wind, maybe, Rosalie, and the barn door, maybe, is switching backwards and forwards. Yes, who?
Me, Ma.
Family, come in. Sammy's also up. What's the matter, Family?
What? I thought I heard something, Pa.
It's the wind.
I thought I heard something, too.
If everybody heard something, let's go and see what was heard. Maybe it was Seymour's sister in the icebox. That's also possible. Give me my bathrobe.
Rosalie, get Papa's bathrobe. It's hanging in back of the door.
I'll get it.
Get it.
My slippers.
And the Papa's slippers, and the Papa's slippers, and the Papa's slippers, and the Papa's slippers, and the Papa's slippers also.
I'll get them.
Where is
also?
I'll get them.
Where is
also?
I'll get them.
Where is the flashlight?
It's downstairs.
You have slippers on, family?
Yeah, Ma. Here, Pa.
Help Papa under the robe. Help Papa. Look how the sleeve is twisted inside out.
Oh, boy.
Get it in.
Oh, now my slippers.
Here, Papa, darling.
Button up your bathrobe, Jay, darling. Button up your bathrobe, dear.
You're going to have to go. Sammy and I will go.
Go, dear. Don't forget the flashlight.
It's all right.
Be
Come,
careful.
Sammy.
Be careful on the stairs. Just be careful. And, Jay, darling, on the third step, the carpet is loose.
I'm going to count steps now, huh?
Be careful. I'm sure I heard something, Mama, darling. When the wind blows, so you... Oh! Rosalie, when you get so hysterical, I don't like it. Did the front door slam? Give me my kimono, Rosalie.
Where is it, Ma?
Hanging kind of on the chair there. Make a light and you'll see it.
I see.
Give me, dear.
Yes.
Hand me. Yeah, thank you.
Go downstairs, Ma.
Ray, give me my slippers.
Wait, hand me the slippers.
Here,
Ma.
Give me. That dog, that animal. That nervous animal. Where's the other slipper?
Here, Ma.
Hand me back here, Ma. Hand me.
All right, here.
Wait. I'll look out of the window.
Ma, let's go down, huh? Give me my shawl, Orphan. I'll get it. Give me that. Yeah. All right. So let's go. All right. Come this. All right, Ma. Be careful on the stairs. Hold the barrister.
I will.
Be careful. Be careful on the third step.
All right, Ma.
Thought it was barking, then there's something. You're warm enough to go outdoors like that?
All right. Let's go out the back way, Ma. It's closer to the barn.
The back way? Uh-huh. Papa went into the barn, evidently. This way, Ma.
You? Jake? Is there anybody? Is anybody?
We're in the barn, Ma.
Oh, I'm coming, family.
This way now.
Here, Ma.
They're in the barn. Come this way. Don't fall. Don't fall.
I won't.
Come this.
Did you look all over, Sammy? There's nobody here in the barn.
Well, then what's Forty barking for? The wind disturbs him, Rosalie. That's what I said.
But, Ma...
Oh, if there's nobody, let's go.
Certainly, if there's nobody, let's go.
But, Ma, Rosalie, Forty would not be nervous because we left outside.
Didn't we look all over? We came downstairs and we looked all over, no?
No, Ma, but she just wouldn't feel well.
Then if we're going, let's go.
I'm all right. Rosalie, if you wouldn't get so nervous. All the time so nervous for the dog bark, Ma. So what happens? It is all bark. The dog doesn't bark, no?
N'aie pas peur, mon petit.
J'ai peur, maman. Je ne veux pas rester ici.
Chut, David. Il n'y a pas de quoi avoir peur.
Ils sont partis. Il fait noir ici. Il fait très noir.
Nous allons rester ici jusqu'au matin et puis nous partirons. N'aie pas peur, mon petit.
Mais j'ai froid, maman.
Tiens, un manteau. Comme ça.
Voilà. Et toi, maman, tu n'as pas froid?
Non, mon chou.
Où sommes-nous?
Je ne sais pas. C'est un petit village. Demain, nous rentrerons en ville.
En ville? Et donc? Je reviens, maman.
Non, s'en va. N'aie pas peur. Tâche de dormir. Assieds-toi, tout près de moi. Et mets ta petite tête sur mon épaule. Comme ça, mon trésor. Maintenant, ferme tes petits yeux.
Bien, maman, j'arrive.
Et maintenant, et dodo, et maman, il n'y a rien à craindre.
Oui, maman.
N'aie pas peur. Je suis avec toi. Ta maman est avec toi. Oui, maman.
This woman and boy speak to each other, and she tries to comfort him. It is a language of another world, the language of France. What are these people doing in Jake's barn? Who are they? And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of water.